Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. Talking a lot of NFL and NBA today, but I am so excited to talk some baseball, Maggie.
Absolutely. Our next guest is a Hall of Famer. He's a two-time Cy Young winner, and he's now going to be competing in the American Century Championship. You know that one. It's a very famous celebrity golf tournament that happens in Lake Tahoe, right, every year? Tom Glavine is our guest. Tom, it's so good to talk with you. It's Maggie and Perloff here in New York. How you been?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Man, I wish we could say we're doing as well as the Atlanta freaking Braves. I mean, this team cannot lose. They have not lost in the month of June. They're on a 13-0 streak. I mean, Tom, you're close to this team. What was the turning point after getting off to just a so-so start?
Well, I mean, you know, I think some of it is good luck. You know, they run into a soft part of their schedule, but you know, even having said that, you don't expect to go out and win 13 games in a row. I mean, I think they were a team that were pitching well. Their offense was kind of sporadic. Certainly Ronald Acuna in and out of the lineup with injuries. So now having him on a steady basis has certainly helped. But, you know, I think more than anything, offensively, they've all kind of hit their stride a little bit. They, for a while, they had a couple guys that would be hot, and then a bunch of guys that weren't, never really had anybody going at the same time. And now they do. And that coincides, like I said, with a portion of their schedule that, you know, I think when you look at your season as a team, as a player, you know, you try to identify those soft spots in the schedule where, okay, these are games that we should win. And when you identify those soft spots, like I said, you're anticipating winning series. You know, you anticipate winning two out of three or winning three out of four, those kinds of things. You never anticipate doing what they're doing right now. But, again, the combination of good pitching, their hitting has gotten hot, and they're in that portion of their schedule where they can take advantage of it. All those things have come together, and it's been fun to watch.
Tom, we did some research. You've been a part of a couple long streaks. What's it like on the team when you're on that kind of streak? Do you have superstitions, or does it feel like everything's going to go right? Do you talk about the win streak, or is it like one of those baseball things where you don't acknowledge it?
You know, it's funny. I think either way, whether you're on a good streak or a bad streak, you're always aware of it, and you're always anticipating to some extent the same outcome. You know, I know when you're going through a bad streak, you find yourself during the course of a game waiting to see what's going to go wrong. And I think the opposite is true when you're on a streak. When you're on a streak like that, it doesn't matter what the score is or where you are in the ball game. You just know you're going to figure out a way to win. And that's a good feeling, you know. I mean, I know, like I said, being on a couple of those as a player, it's almost like you harken back to your high school days or your little league days where you seemingly win every game, right? And you just don't expect to do that at that level. But when you're doing it, I mean, it's a ton of fun. Everybody's aware of it. Like I said, when it's going good, you're just waiting to see how you're going to win on that particular night. But at the same time, you just take the field with a ton of confidence. You know it's going right. You know everything's firing on all cylinders and everybody's kind of doing their thing collectively. And you just, you know, you don't, to a certain extent, you don't do this, obviously. You don't just sit back and relax and watch it and let it play out, but you do a little bit, right? You go out there and you play hard and you do your thing. But like I said, in the back of your mind, you know you guys got it going on, and you're just kind of waiting to see how you're going to win tonight's game.
Tom Glavine is our guest, and obviously it's still very early on in the season. But, Tom, you win 13 straight. You think that would catapult you to the top of the division, yet there are the Mets sitting in first place. From what you've seen of the New York Mets, do you think this team, like, cannot be caught, or do you expect that the Braves are going to chase them down?
No, I mean, I think, you know, if you're the Mets, you're not thinking you can't be caught, and if you're the Braves, you're not thinking that you can't catch the Mets. So, you know, I think if you were to look at where things are, I mean, I think that was the, you know, I did an interview, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I guess right before the Braves started this streak, and the question at that point in time was, you know, they're a very similar situation to what they were last year,
right,
where they couldn't quite get things going. But the silver lining last year was nobody in the division took charge. This year, the difference was the Mets, and the Mets were taking charge of the division. And you just wondered, if the Braves didn't find their footing, were they going to get too far behind the Mets to win? If and when they did, was the gap too big? Well, needless to say, the Braves have gone on that run and they've closed the gap. But I think if you're a Met fan, you have to still feel pretty good about the fact that, obviously, you know, when a team wins 13 games behind you, they're going to gain some ground. But I think for the most part, the Mets have kind of held over a little bit, and they've done it without their two horses, right? And I think if you're a Mets fan, you look at this team and you say, hey, at this portion of the season, we were going to not have DeGrom at all and lose Scherzer for a significant period of time. Oh, by the way, we're going to be in first place. I don't think anybody would have believed you. But that's where they are. And they have to feel really good about that. Now, I don't know what the timetable is for Scherzer. I know he's closer than DeGrom. But if you're a Met or a Met fan, you got to be thinking, man, if we can just kind of keep doing what we're doing, and then we get Scherzer back and hopefully get DeGrom back, you have to feel good about that.
Tom Glavine is our guest. He's the Hall of Famer. He's playing in the American Century Championship. We got plenty of golf questions for you in just a moment. But I also have to get your take, Tom, on Miles Michaelis. So you saw the story, I'm sure. He's one strike away.
Tell me. Oh, the no-hitter. Yeah.
One strike away, Tom. I mean, you can't get any closer. He said, quote, "It stinks a little bit." Now, I hate to bring up old news, but obviously I am a Met fan, and so I remember your career for Atlanta, but also in New York, and you came so close, Tom, to throwing your own no-hitter. I'm curious, what were your feelings then? What could Miles be thinking now?
You know, it's one of those things that, look, you never expect to throw a no-hitter, right? And then when you find yourself in that situation, I think, again, that's where the superstitions of baseball come into play probably more than anything. You know, when a guy's got a no-hitter going, nobody wants to talk to him. When you're the guy that's got the no-hitter going, you just keep your head down and you mind your business and you keep going out there and trying to chug it along an inning by inning. You know, you don't really start thinking about it probably until after the sixth inning, and then you're kind of like, okay. But even then, I think you still feel like it's a long shot. But, you know, when you get there and you get close, look, it's disappointing, no question about it, because you just don't know if you'll ever get that opportunity again. You know, a no-hitter obviously is pretty cool feat and pretty special company to be a part of. But, you know, I know for me personally, you know, to get deep into the game like I did, I think it was two outs in the eighth inning where I finally gave up a double. You know, you kind of have to quickly shift to that, okay, now I got to win the game, you know, so...
Which you did, by the way.
I did.
Complete
one-hit
shutout. You struck out eight. You walked one. Beat the Rockies that day 4-0. We remember, Tom. It was great. It was also your 17th season, by the way.
Yeah, I was an old goat at that point in time. Yeah, so.
Tom, we're looking at the odds for the American Century Championship Celebrity Tournament. Now, there's some pitchers ahead of you that I think, I don't know if you've seen these odds, but I want to give you some bulletin board material. You are lower than Tim Wakefield, Kevin Millar, John Lester. Now, you could take these guys, can't you?
Well, I'll tell you what. Wakefield's a sneaky good player.
Okay.
Millar and Lester bothers me a little bit. I'm not going to lie about that.
I will say this.
It's partly my fault. I played terrible last year, so I'm sure that has something to do with it. But, you know, hey, we had – was it the Kentucky Derby we had the biggest long shot of all time win? So why not?
Calling your shot now, Tom Glavine, winning the American Century Championship. We love it.
Yeah, and by the way,
why not?
If Smoltz,
why not me, right? Isn't that a slogan?
Yeah, you're rooting for or against Smoltz? Because I'm sure you've competed on the golf course with him many times. Would he be just too obnoxious if he wins? Because I imagine Smoltz might be tough to be around.
No, you know, I mean, I'm not rooting against. Listen, put it this way. I'll root for him once it's evident that I'm not going to win the tournament, if it gets to that point. But until that point, hell no, I'm not rooting for him. I want to beat him. But I'll say, you know, given what happened to John last year where he was oh so close, I think if he does end up winning it, I think he'll be a gracious, humble winner. He might have been a little bit more obnoxious had last year not happened to him. But I think since he was so close last year, he might, if he is able to beat me and everybody else this year, he might be a little bit more humble about it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Tom Glavine is our guest. Would you rather be paired up with someone like Nick Jonas or Colin Jost, who are both playing in this tournament, or would you rather get paired up with, like, Patrick Mahomes and, you know, Adam Thielen? Like, do you want to play with other athletes, or would you rather play with entertainers and people who are not in your field?
I mean, that's a tough call. That's a good question, because I think when you're in the field with entertainers, particularly comedians, then you know you're going to have a laugh, right? So, you know, if it's not the best round or things aren't going the way you want them to go, you're going to laugh. So, and you always want to at least have a good time on the golf course. Now, some of those other guys, you know, Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers or guys like that, you know, they'd be fun to play with too, because I think athlete to athlete, there's always an appreciation for guys who do it at a high level. And certainly I'm no different in that regard, and I'm a huge football fan. So, you know, I would not be upset with any of those pairings, I can tell you that.
The only comedian I see on the list is Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to play with Larry.
Yeah. Too much Nebraska talk with that guy.
Very well. Yeah.
All right, Tom. Non-baseball sport. You have a choice. You can either win the U.S. Open in golf or win a Stanley Cup, because everyone knows you're an elite drafted hockey player. So you get a hockey title or a golf title. Which would you want?
I'd say that's an easy one. That's give me the Stanley Cup all day long. I think it's the greatest trophy in sports. And, you know, I mean, anytime you can, you get a few days to spend with a trophy, it tells you how good that trophy is. And I think we've all seen some of the crazy stuff that guys do when they get the Stanley Cup. So that would be fun to do.
Yeah, you can't drink out of a World Series trophy, right? Like, there's nowhere to put the beer.
No, you can't. So exactly right.
What I always think is fascinating is we all know that a lot of stuff has happened to that Stanley Cup trophy, yet people continue to put their babies in there. I'm like, don't you know what's happened in that thing? Don't put your baby in there. Tom Glavine is our name.
Yeah, that's probably, well, you know, more so, don't want to be drinking out of it after somebody's had their baby in there, right? But, you know, I'm hopeful at least that in today's world where, you know, we've had to deal with some germs for the last few years.
Yeah.
That thing gets cleaned out from player to player.
Seriously, that thing needs to get scrubbed down. Really good call. Post-COVID Stanley Cup has got to get really washed down. Tom Glavine is our guest. Wait, first, I just got a couple more pitcher questions for you, Tom, but do you have a pick for Stanley Cup Finals? Starts tonight.
Only because I'm tired of the Avalanche. I'm not the Avalanche. The Lightning winning. The Lightning winning. I'm going with the Avalanche. But I do like the Avalanche. I love watching them play. They're deep. They're fast. Nate MacKinnon is some kind of fun to watch. So I'm rooting for the Avalanche.
Okay. And finally, back to the pitching, because you can settle a big show debate here between me and my partner here, Andrew Perloff, which is the future of Shohei Ohtani. Now, I believe that the future of Shohei Ohtani is obviously on the mound. Perloff believes it's obviously at the plate. Now, I know I'm asking a pitcher this, but...
Wait,
you know,
a pitcher, by the way, who famously had a commercial, Chicks Dig the Long Ball, so he's going to want him to hit.
So, Tom, it's up to you. You've got to settle this for us. What should Ohtani's future be if he can only pick one?
Well, I'm going to say this initially. why choose when you when you don't have to just yet? I mean, I'm envious of the guy. I would have loved to have been able to play outfield and hit and pitch at the same time, but obviously that wasn't an opportunity. I hope he does both as long as he can, but I think if he had to settle on one, I just feel like he's got a chance to be a little bit more dominant as a pitcher than he does as a hitter.
And final one for you, Tom. Steven Strasburg, obviously, you know, you've watched him a lot being in the division, with the Washington Nationals, and now just had another injury setback. Like, what can we learn from Strasburg's career? You know, the pitch counts and the inning limit from the very beginning to then winning a World Series to now more injury concerns. Like, what's the big takeaway from this career that we've been following for so long?
You know, that's a great question. We obviously live in an era now where pitchers are much more coddled than they ever used to be. And I say that with a grain of salt because I talk to people about, or at least say this all the time with people when they talk about this stuff. My generation was coddled compared to Nolan Ryan's generation, right? I mean, those guys took the ball every fourth day and threw, you know, until their arm fell off. And so then we come along and we're going seven or eight innings and they thought we were coddled, and now it's taken even a bigger step to where guys are coddled a little. So I think a lot of it is you're just a product of your generation and what's being done. So I don't fault these guys, so to speak, in today's game. It is what it is, and they're being told they can't pitch, you know, so many innings in a year, and they can only have so many starts, and they're always, you know, teams are always trying to limit workloads, which I don't quite understand because, listen, if you're going to get in tip-top shape to do something, then go out there and do it, and throwing is the same thing to me. I just think if I had to put my finger on one thing in today's game, it's the velocity. You know, these guys all throw so hard, and so many of them throw with max effort. You know, there are a handful of guys out there I feel like throw hard, but it's not a max effort kind of thing. But most of them are throwing hard. They're throwing max effort. And I just don't see the human body being able to handle that. It's the same with when people ask me about 300-game winners. I don't think there'll ever be a 300-game winner, certainly not because guys aren't good enough. But nobody's going to stay healthy for 20 years. And you have to go 20 years to win 300 games. And, you know, in today's game, like I said, there's no way – these guys' bodies are going to continue to put up with the pounding that they're putting it through with the velocity that they're throwing at.
Tom's fascinating. Thank you so much for this. Thanks for making time for us today. We really appreciate it. Had fun at the American Century Championship. It's going to be a blast. And, of course, the Hall of Famer, two-time Cy Young, 10-time All-Star, World Series MVP, all the accolades for Tom Glavine. Well-deserved. Tom, thanks.
I appreciate it. You heard it here first. Long shot winner.
Man, can we put some money on Tom Glavine?
By the way, do you know who won last year? He said John Smoltz lost in a playoff.
Justin Timberlake?
Nope, but we talked about this basketball player earlier in the week, and we have not talked about him more than once in 6 months. I could save it through the break or give it to you now.
Save it. Let me try to guess. We just talked about
him.
Wait, was it like Steph Curry? Is it easy like that?
Nope, Curry was ninth.
All right. We just talked about him. He won last year. No Googling. I'll try to figure out what it is during the break. That was awesome with Tom Glavine, by the way. He's great. Bottom of the hour. Coming up next. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, is this played out or should they play on? Perloff and I go through the biggest trends in sports next. Don't move, bottom sort of the hour. Time for a CBS Sports update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.